The Holy Gospel comes from the 8th chapter of Mark. Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. That's a good song. I have here, Gail, can you read what that says?
Bucket of love.
I have a bucket of love here. Anybody else have this bucket? Well, no, I'm the only one who has this bucket right now, but I'm going to tell you about the bucket of love. So, we were at Beth's dad's memorial yesterday, and here is what she said. She said a lot of wonderful things about her father, but one of the she used a quote from Mother Teresa. I'm a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. I'm a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. That quote stuck with me because I, think of Beth's dad as, he was a large man, so he was a little pencil in a lot of ways. And he loved the world the best way he knew how, and it was awesome. So it was a wonderful celebration of life. I'm a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. I tried to find some cheap pencils, because everybody gets a pencil today. But I couldn't find pencils, but I could find crayons. So what's in this bucket of love is crayons. All different kinds of colors. So when you come up for communion today, and if you're visiting by chance and don't make it up to communion, all are welcome to communion. Come up and get a crayon anyway to help you remember about what Mother Teresa said. I'm a little crayon. We'll just change it. Not that I should change anything Mother Teresa said, but I am. I'm a little crayon in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. I want to talk about the gospel today, and it's what Jesus tells not only the disciples, but the whole crowd. He tells all of us, if you want to follow me, deny yourself and take up the cross, and then follow me. That's what he says. And it's like, oh, well, that sure is easy. I understand what you mean, Jesus. Well, I'm going to try and help you to think out what I think it means. And it involves this bucket of love, which we'll get back to in a second. When Jesus says, to follow me, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. It's a way. This is the way, Jesus says. This is the way to do it. This is the way to follow me. And it has three components. The way past death, because Jesus is leading us towards resurrection. This is the way. You deny yourself, you take up your cross, and you follow me past death. Because that's what Jesus did on the cross. He went past death into resurrection. So to follow Jesus to resurrection, the first thing, that way, past death, you have to know it's a gift. Beth and I talk about that all the time. The way past death is a gift. It's grace. It's God's gift for us. It's free. It's for you. It's for me. It's for us. It's amazing. And it's available right now. God's free gift for us. Us who are simple crayons in the, you know, in the carton. God's grace is for us. No matter what color you are, what hue, what part of the carton you are in. You know, these crayons are very fragile, I found out. Or maybe I haven't used crayons in a while because I tried to test one and I broke it immediately. So when you have this crayon, they are fragile. But God uses our pieces as well. Because God thinks we are gifted. We are beautiful people made in the image of God. All the different colors of the rainbow, God has made us in. The way past death is a gift. It's grace. God's gift is free for you, for us. It's amazing, and it's available right now. So, we receive it. That's all you got to do. Receive the gift. Gail, here's a gift. Here's grace for you. That's it. That's how easy faith is. I know it's not that easy, but I'm just saying. It is that easy. No, you can have that one. You get that one. Yeah. You might get two crayons today. That's the faith part. You know, faith, hope, and love. Paul talks about that. Those are the three great things. Faith. The way past death is a gift. The way past death is to pick it up. Another way of saying that is, well, I went to Bruce's funeral yesterday, memorial service. We're going to all die. That's a fact, at least so far from what I've seen. Probably that bears out for you is what we are all going to die. You know, if we're crayons, we write and write and write until the nubbins, and then there's no more. The color has been dispensed into the world. So when Jesus says, deny yourself and take up your cross, that's acknowledging that death is real. And we know that. And if you're not reminded of that, think about it. And we all do. The way past death is to pick it up. We will die. Pick up your cross. Acknowledge it. And know there's more. Because that's where the faith comes in. If you believe there's more, if you believe, because again, my understanding of resurrection is hope beyond your last breath. If you believe there's one breath after you've run out of colors, that's your faith, and that's what hope is. That's what resurrection is. And on this earth, we try and live that hope out and acknowledge it. We're going to die. But in the meantime, we're a crayon to be used on this earth. So we have faith, the way past death is a gift. We have hope, the way past death is to pick it up. We will die to acknowledge it and to know there's resurrection. There's hope beyond our last breath. And then finally, the way past death is to love. And that gets back to Mother Teresa's quote. I'm a little crayon in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. Deny yourself, Jesus says. Before he says, take up your cross, acknowledge death, he says, deny yourself. Another way to maybe say that is disregard yourself. There's a grandma with an infant right there, I see, at least in the second row. Now, I was going to say she's denying herself and holding, but that, you know, if you're holding an infant like that, there's really not much. That's probably better for you than... Oh, those little babies, they smell so good and they're so warm and they just center you. Oh boy. But eventually they poop, and that's when you have to deny yourself. Or you give that infant back to your daughter. That might be what you do, and then she gets to deny herself. But that's what parenting is, or grandparenting, or befriending your best friend, or being a good aunt or an uncle or a good sibling or a good neighbor. You deny yourself. You disregard yourself. The acts of love. What's interesting about love is, and what's interesting about crayons and colors, and I'm no artist and I'm no color expert, but here's what I know. I know that, you know, I have in this little community of crayons, I have yellow, orange, blue, purple, green, and red. Yeah, I know Roy G. Biv. That's the colors of the rainbow. And I know that there is no green unless you have what colors? Blue and yellow. Right. And you can't really get purple unless you have?
Red and blue.
Right. And you can't get orange unless you have? It's red and yellow. Some of you said some other things, but I'm pretty sure it's red and yellow. I'm just looking at the colors. I think that makes sense. But now here is something I didn't know. I've got this broken brown one. How do you get brown? It turns out you need a red and then that secondary color to make it. So you can go red and green or yellow and, well, I don't know, they have to match up. But those primary colors of yellow and red and blue match up with orange or purple or green, and then you get all different kinds of brown. The way past death is to love. Deny yourself. Disregard yourself for the other. That's what love is. The act of loving. Think in your mind of some great acts of love that you've seen. And they may be profoundly simple or they may be extraordinary. But think about those acts of love for a second. Just have that in your mind. Another quote from Mother Teresa. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. That's often what love is. Nobody talks about, boy, my most loving act was changing Grace's diaper from, you know, the time she was born till she was however long. I didn't have had the blessing to stop doing that. Most people don't talk about that. But that is an act of love. Very simple, very necessary, very important for the one who is receiving that act of love. And it is, at least in my experience, it is very disregarding for my own self. But you do it. And then it may be forgotten. But that's how love works. To follow Jesus then, the way past death is a gift. The way past death is to pick it up and acknowledge it. And the way past death is to love. What I learned and was reminded of at Beth's dad's memorial is, and he said it before he died when he talked with Beth and said, you know, take the things that you love in this household. Yesterday, both Grace and Isaiah, our children, after the service, I didn't get one because I'm too big, but their papa always wore flannel shirts. And so they both had a blue and a red one that they took home with them. And Talia, the other grandchild, took one as well. You know, that's a gift. That color, they will remember that blue every time they put it on and think about how Papa loved them. And he did profoundly. And he did in the way that you disregard yourself. He's an amazing man. And so the only thing you leave is you leave your marks. You leave your marks. That's all you leave. Your marks of love on the other. That's what's left behind, is the marks of love. For those who truly take that risk of faith and receive that gift of grace and acknowledge, I'm going to die someday, but I'm a red crayon and I've got work to do. And you may have more than one color. You may have, I've got green because I'll do a blue. I've got red and blue, so sometimes, hey, I can do purple. if I need to. And all of us have that, which means we turn the page. Because all of what Jesus was talking about, that was for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me, and you. It was all individual. But Jesus says, you know, love works best with a crowd. When you can get a crowd together to love, well, in 1957, you could start St. Mark. And that's what a crowd did. They took a step of faith. They denied themselves because they came together and they said, hey, we have a lot of colors. We can make an amazing tapestry. What can we do with what we've been given with our hands? The colors. What kind of tapestry can we create? Whether it's yellow or blue or red or orange or green or brown. God gives us these colors. I think Mother Teresa's right. In the end, to follow Jesus, to deny yourself and take up your cross, that's the summary. We're crayons in the hands of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. To follow Jesus is to write the beautiful tapestry of love to the world. That's the love letter. It's the good news. Following Jesus. Loving. Until we can't write anymore. Amen.